take Mike on the island. Are you there?
Good morning, Chaz, AJ, Phil, Ruth, everybody.
Hello.
Happy to be here.
Good morning.
Wow.
Good morning.
Anybody watch the Fauci hearings?
I caught a little of that one senator just berating him.
Yeah, I can't sit through all that, but, you know, you kind of surface, like clips pop up or whatever.
The good stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Is it the good stuff? I mean, if you get past the grandstanding and the planned one-liners and sound bites, there was some, you know, pretty disturbing facts in there.
Yeah.
Not that we want to relive COVID.
No.
But we are supposed to get better through these hearings and exchanges of information to, like, okay, if this happens again, let's not do this. Or
right.
Let's do a lot of that.
What not to do, yes.
But we found that we did finance the gain of function. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh. Surprise.
There was a lab leak. There was a cover-up. And there were alternative treatments.
Oh. Were they better treatments? Should we have maybe gone that direction?
I just, as I was looking at it, you know, I was like, okay, I get why Biden gave Fauci a full-blown pardon all the way back to January 2014.
Yeah.
I wonder if Fauci was like, damn, I could have murdered that neighbor with a loud lawnmower.
Could have, yeah.
I could have really done some stuff.
Every girl who dumped me back in the day, they could have been gone. That's right, I'm an evil
genius. We could have used them as lab rats.
For God's sake.
For God's sake.
I got something for you. Here you go.
He does sound like a jerky boy.
He does.
He invoked the fifth. Over 100 times.
I drank a fifth and I invoked the fifth.
I was hoping for some good sound bites.
Nothing.
We never bring up the fact that I was voted sexiest person one year. Never mentioned that part either, did we?
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. It was pretty disgusting. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, we made a lot of mistakes.
That could have been the biggest mistake from COVID.
Thank God there was no like
voting
centerfold.
Him sexiest, was it sexiest man in America or sexiest man on the planet? Or
I forget if it was America or alive. So I think it might have been alive.
That's kind of my first sign when I was like, you know, this seems weird. Because I was like, yay, team, let's get rid of this friggin' thing.
Well, yeah, it's, we all did, yeah.
Killed my friend and
exactly.
It's killing people I know.
Right, we got to stop this.
Yeah. The first sign was when you were forced to get the vaccine. I'm like, that seems.
Yeah, it's not voluntary.
Wait, there's only one thing we could. This is the only thing we could do.
Right, there's no alternatives.
And then they're like, and we'll be back after this. And then there's like 15 drug ads. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, this seems.
Something smells weird.
Something smells weird.
There's nothing weird. Just get this shot, you bastard.
That's right. Don't question us.
Right, just do.
Don't question the science.
Just do. It's the first time I had to jab somebody in a long time.
You're a horrible, evil human if you question any of us.
I live in a hollowed up volcano,
by the way.
We're
shutting it all down. The kids are not going to school. Businesses are closed. Don't ask questions. Take the friggin' shot.
My first name is Evil, by the way.
You and Dr. Evil. You do have to give them credit. They pulled some ass off, man.
Yeah, they seriously
they
did.
Had the whole friggin' planet.
Yep.
And, like, if you had another opinion, if you're like, hey, you know, I have a question.
Silence!
Like the mob just.
Silence!
Pretty good.
Someone get rid of that man!
Well done.
Give him the fist also! Get out of here, you bastard! Get out of here!
It was something, isn't it? We lived through this.
Who wants to see me in a pair of banana hammocks?
Well, you are the sexiest man on the planet.
That's right. Check my inverted nipples out. Yeah, there's a visual.
They do a very, very good job at getting us to fight one another.
Yes, they do.
And to take sides.
Yes, they do.
That was kind of another sign. It's like, wait a minute, there's a global pandemic. I thought this as soon as it happened because I was like, we're all on the same team. And I was like, what's it going to be? When do we? Because we always split off.
Right. At some point, there's a fork in the road.
There's a fork.
Some go left, some go right.
And then we start pointing at each other.
Exactly.
I'm like, all right, here we go.
This is the right way over here, you bastard.
Yeah, there's only one way.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Everyone's got to take it.
Right.
Really. Healthy people need to take
it. Wait, so I can't go to work unless I take this shot?
Right. Yeah. I can't travel.
Right. Remember when they had us all, like, you know, walking on those footsteps in food stores? Over here's the milk.
I remember getting the evil eye because I was 5 feet, not 6 feet away from someone.
Right, and they had those lines 6 feet away, like, Mother, may I? Mother, may I approach? Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Follow the steps, you bastard. The milk is this way.
Oh, my God.
And over there's the meat, and you keep walking to the register, and then get the hell out of here. Don't touch anything, for Christ's sake. And by the way, pick up hand sanitizer. I have investment in that stock, too. Yep.
I do feel silly that I was so compliant now.
That little man duped all of us.
He got us. It was good.
It's like a really bad leprechaun. No gold, though. Only for him. Ha ha! He's part of my trade, bastard!
Yep.
Oh, that last one good. Yeah.
It was, you know, if you think about it, because they were like, yeah, it was from the wet market. It was like a monkey or something. We don't know.
Right. You had no idea. Maybe pinpoint where it came from first.
Wait, isn't that the COVID lab?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yep.
No. We're just all like, whatever.
Yeah. I had one friend who didn't get the COVID shot. He caught the COVID, and this was him. Achoo. Achoo. I'm good.
I mean, it was a thing. If you had
health issues, had compromising health issues,
yes,
you should have gotten the shot. Everybody else, just take it. Just deal with the COVID. It builds character.
You know what killed most of the people in the United States is the ventilators.
Yeah.
They gave you the ventilators. And your breathing was already at risk and, yeah, like, weakened.
Yeah.
That weakens it more because now your body says, like, oh, we got a ventilator.
Yeah.
They pulled the ventilator. That's when most people died, when they pulled the ventilator.
Yeah, the ventilator's also hooked up to a diesel gas machine. I woke up exhausted. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say God bless everybody that passed away during COVID.
Yes.
I always ask, though, why it wasn't possible to take two adults and just watch them and test them every hour and figure out how it's actually transmitted. I remember reading that sometimes they said that it was like it transmitted 14 feet off of your work boots. So people were leaving their shoes outside.
Yep.
I'm just like, this is ridiculous.
I was 100% in.
This whole place smells like cheese in here.
Well, I remember the graphics of, like, the supermarket where you'd see someone sneeze in aisle 9.
Yes.
And then the mist went over to aisle 11.
Remember they had us wiping down cans and anything we touched?
You know what? I did that, like, twice. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to risk death.
I had to simonize this studio every goddamn morning.
That's right.
But before we started and after we were done.
You know what? We need to investigate the hand sanitizer companies. They had something to do with this.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yes. I mean,
there's a bunch of hand sanitizer people sitting on an island somewhere like, ah.
Yep, Clorox wipes, all those people. You guys all, and then the toilet paper, too.
Oh, the toilet paper.
It's funny. We stocked up on toilet paper for COVID, but now we got this parasite and there's plenty of toilet paper.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird, the toilet paper.
Yeah. That's because we were afraid we weren't going to be able to get any. But remember, the stores were empty of all paper products. Just rub your ass on the grass and run out. Use a garden hose, whatever.
Yeah, I forgot what the reason was. It was about the machines tooling up.
Yeah, the workers couldn't all be in the same building, something like that, so they stopped production of toilet paper.
Well, part of it was we were buying too much, more than we needed. Part of it was I heard...
there were fights!
It's trying to come back to me now. It was something with the machines. They had to retool them for... There was home use toilet paper, and then like the other toilet paper,
industrial,
the
industrial
government,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There were actual fights. Remember, there were fights. Some place had an armed guard by the toilet paper. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Ha ha! All part of my plan, you bastards! Wow, evil man, evil, evil,
evil,
evil, evil. Yeah,
that's pretty. That's, you know, in his defense, though, it's hard to get up in front of the world and say, yeah, that was our little pet project that we were funding. Right.
It was a social experiment.
It got out. Planet Earth.
It was a social experiment and it was excellent. It made us plenty of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, never trust the guys to stand on a box at a podium.
Mike, you were one of the people that were, like, most at risk, a bigger person. Like, were you, you know... How did you handle it?
Not only that, but I was living with my my dad. I was his primary caretaker, and he had cancer at the time, so he was already at risk. But, you know, I still had to keep my job and go working. So, actually, I was on board with everything until they started preempting Jeopardy. Because once they preempted Jeopardy, I've never seen a more disappointed look on my father's face.
Right.
And that was it. You were like, this must end.
This must go.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. We got it. We can't. Jeopardy at 7 p.m. If that doesn't happen, then the world's just not turning right.
Everybody knows Wheel of Fortune is the better game show.
See, I told you. He's evil. He's evil.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
That's right.
Dumbass.
It's hard to look cool when there's a metal pole stuck under your truck.
Oops.
Problem one, having a parking lot metal pole that you ran over stuck under your pickup. Problem two is now it's jammed under your truck and you're trying to get it out and some guy is questioning your sobriety and filming you, acting like he's trying to help. So it's one of those metal poles filled with cement.
Yeah.
And he drove over it and now it's stuck under his truck.
And stuck really good too, yeah.
Right. And then a, quote, do-gooder arrives.
Did you just run that thing over?
I didn't even see it.
Are you drunk?
No.
He's not drunk?
No.
God damn. You sure you're not drinking and driving?
Yes.
Oh, s***. You got a leak, big dog. We might have to call Paw Patrol.
I'm good.
You don't want me to call Paw
Patrol? What is Paw Patrol?
That's kid show.
It's the cartoon.
Yeah.
That's gonna help with a pull into the truck.
They solve problems.
I think the guy's been drinking. Have you been drinking? Are you drunk?
You know, I could have solved this one in 5 seconds. Like, there's a jack in the
truck. Just jack the truck up. Pull the pole out.
Yep.
Lower the truck.
Right.
Gone.
Easy.
Yep.
You don't want me to call Paw Patrol?
No, I'm good.
Oh, that's a big boy. Oh,
That's water.
Oh,
now what's happening? He's trying to move the truck.
Yeah, back and forth.
It's pretty clear that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it won't go forward. Every time he goes back, he's sitting in the concrete, so the pole's going up and getting stuck in the bottom of the truck.
Right.
Right. And the problem is that you really can't trust those guys as far as his accuracy goes, because I noticed as the guy's looking under the truck, he also missed a belt loop on his shorts. So this guy's not coordinated at all.
Okay.
Just send it. Send it. Yeah, keep going. You got it. You got it. It's scraping. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Yeah. Oh, you got a leak, bro. That thing's spitting.
It's water.
It's water?
Yep.
Hmm. That doesn't sound good.
No.
The driver also has all the answers. Like, every time this guy says something, like, instead of just being like, hey, man, can you just give me a minute to figure this out, please? You're not helping me.
Right. Or just ignore him.
Yeah.
I mean, he ripped that sucker out by the root. I mean, there's a big hole underneath. He took a lot of...
Yeah, it's a big cement...
a lot of real estate with it. He left a
crater behind.
Yeah. And the only place you see those yellow poles is an island further down. So
it is a weird place for the pole to be.
He must have ran over the island, so maybe he is drunk. He completely missed the parking lot, went right through the island at the end of the parking lot.
It's also painted yellow.
Bright yellow.
So
idiots don't hit it.
All right.
So you don't want me to call Paw Patrol?
No, I'm good. I got it.
He said he's not drunk.
No.
I say you just floor it.
I got it.
You're wasting gas. That's gas. Yeah.
Third person now shows up.
Yeah, wearing a Batman shirt, by the way. A Batman shirt, capris, and slides.
I'm Batman. I'm here to help.
Yes, this is the worst AAA ever.
You just busted your gas lines.
Yeah.
That's going to be expensive.
This guy.
Just get out of here.
I'd have to ask this guy to leave. You got to go. I'm having a not great day. Yeah. You need to move along.
Yeah, I guess I'm running over next.
I don't need your commentary. Yeah, right. You're the next one I'm going to run over.
Are you?
All right. Yeah, I think there's so much that the internet does that's okay. I think most of it's bad, but this is definitely the worst because that guy's having the worst day of his life, and the guy with the commentary, he must be the most annoying person I've ever heard. Get him out of here.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if every time you had like a bad day, you're having a bad moment, someone came and started commentating at the bad day?
We got paparazzi for average people now.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Especially with the worst comment you could bring. Like, I think he's drunk. Right. Get the police over here. I think he's definitely been drinking and driving. Let's get him arrested.
Right. And just floor it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah.
That was his advice. Best suggestion yet.
All right.
Expensive. Hopefully he got deep pockets.
I got progressive.
Now he's doing golf commentating.
Right.
Hope he has deep pockets. Yeah, this is going to be very expensive.
I don't want anyone saying yes.
I still think he's been drinking.
He's clearly whispering to the third guy that just showed up.
Right.
They're having like a side conversation.
All right.
Borrow money from Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Well, I mean, I offered to call Paw Patrol, but yeah,
Paw Patrol, what's that?
Didn't even see it.
You wouldn't see it?
Nope.
Too much Jack.
Jesus.
Son of a bitch.
I would fill that hole left by the pole with this guy.
Right.
And then put the pole back. Done.
And this video never gets to the resolution. We never see him drive off. We never see a tow truck come. We never see a cop pull up. We don't know how it ends.
No. I went to the account. I was looking for a part two. There was no update. It was just like, this is it. This is the whole thing.
The police have it for evidence.
Yeah, and the commentator may be missing
exactly.
In action. All right, we're doing on the board here, and being at Shark Week, we're going to do the top quotes from the movie Jaws. 877-764-2535. Big Mike on the island. Mm-hmm. Stewing the board today. Fish nipples.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to go with Quinn. I'll get you a shark, the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
$10,000. That's good. The head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
The whole damn thing.
And you're missing for that you get.
Right. For that you get. The head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
The whole damn thing.
And right before that, he did the
nail scratch.
Nails on the board.
Oh, God, yeah. Right across the chalkboard.
Just thinking about my shoulders going like, egg. Yeah.
That's one of the things everyone did that Monday after.
Yep.
Went into school. It's like, yeah, does this work?
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Look.
Yeah.
Is that on the board?
The terrifying memories of that, of the day after, yes, in school. Yes, $10,000 for the head, the tail, the whole damn thing is on the board.
Man.
I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Well, that's a deal.
He was so perfect for that part.
For a pounder, yeah.
Then they just let the silence sit. There's like 10 seconds, and they... Thank you very much, right. Mr. Quint.
we'll take it into consideration, yeah.
Hungry man.
Hey, how about smile, you son of a bee?
Oh, I love that. Smile, you son of a bitch. Blows it up. It's awesome. Because he gets real, real close. Like, he's like, his nose is like touching the water. He's like, this is it. One shot or I'm lunch.
Yeah, it is the end of the, it's, this is it.
Yep.
And you already think that the other two are gone.
Yep.
Well, you know one for sure.
Yeah, one was a snack.
Yeah,
and here comes the rest of the meal.
And the other one, we're like, yeah, he's probably dead.
Yep.
And this is it. None of them make it back if this shot doesn't work.
Right.
Is that on a board?
That's the original Hasta la Vista, baby. And it is on the board.
Yeah, how nice that.
Thank you.
How nice of that shark not to finish that big tube of oxygen. Left it hang like a cigar. Like, wah, 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 wah.
How convenient was that?
Yeah. Very. The whole flat base, the bottom, the whole 9 yards. I mean, perfect. All was missing was a bullseye on here.
Yeah, then it was like raining shark meat after that.
Yes, that was
just
awesome.
Coming down.
Big chunk. I surprised other sharks didn't show up for that one.
And there was a big cheer in the theater when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was like, woo.
Yep.
Then they got to swim all the way back, though.
Yes.
Right. How did they get back?
Yeah, through bloody meat.
They show it over the credits. They, like, paddle all the way in.
Yeah.
And then you see them, like, on the beach at the very end before they fade to black. Like, you see them get all the way to the beach.
Oh, nice. I forgot that.
Then came two.
Derek?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How about not the obvious, but I remember Cage goes in the water. You go in the water.
Sharks
in the water.
Our shark.
Our shark.
Our shark.
Farewell and adieu, my fair friend. Farewell and adieu.
There's so many great scenes in that second movie.
He was such a dick.
Once they got the three guys together on the boat,
yeah.
Now we got a movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that on the board?
Unfortunately, that is not on the board.
Thank you, Derek.
Whoops.
We're doing top quoted lines from the movie Jaws, being a shark week. Andre and Derby?
You ever see a shark's eyes when it feeds and it rolls back? Dead eyes, doll's eyes.
Okay, now something for the movie. We're all like, what the hell is he doing?
Is that in one or was that two?
That was in one. That was in one, yeah. Remember the line.
Yeah, where did that happen? On the boat.
Yeah.
Right? At night when they were having their drinks. It's before he went into the Navy story.
Yeah, I think actually it was either before or after he mentioned that all the guys were, the boat went down, all the guys throughout the evening.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, thank you.
I guess not on the board.
Not on the board?
Yeah, they're, I'll kill the suspense.
Right.
Frank and Holbrook?
Yes. All right, so how about this? Good morning, by the way, first off.
Morning.
Morning. All right, how about, I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes, that's got to be on there.
That's number one.
Look at that fish. Need a bigger boat?
Yes, as it should be. All right, guys, have a wonderful show. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And the cigarette stuck to his lip for a second and falls off.
Yeah, it just kind of hung off.
Right.
Is that on the board?
It absolutely is on the board, but I believe it's a misquoted line because I think it's you're going to need a bigger boat, not
you're
we or
need.
I'm going to need. Yeah, I think it's your.
Any bigger boat? Yep.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, he's doing the chumming thing, and all of a sudden, we don't really see the shark.
He's bitching because he's
moment.
Doing the chumming.
Yeah,
and he never gets to drive the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And he's looking back, all of a sudden, things goes, hi! I'm like, ah! You see me running across the
that was another great scene. Oh, my God. And then the cigarette's just hanging off his mouth, and he walks backwards.
Yep.
Did we have that?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's funny, Quint doesn't say why.
He knows why.
Yeah.
You don't hear the audio right before. You don't have the audio right before that.
He swore.
Come
on down here, chum some of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you do hear one other thing here.
Beep.
Yeah, a little gas coming out the ass. Gary and Shelton.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning.
How about Quint? Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Mm. That's another good one.
Yep.
On the board?
That's on the board and actually one of my favorite lines. I say that almost every time I raise a glass.
Nice. I don't think I know any bow-legged women.
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah.
Where are all the bone-legged women?
Right, you would think.
AJ, we got to hang out. Okay. I'll show you. Okay. I'll show you exactly where they are.
We'll go swimming.
all the good spots here on Long Island.
Thank you.
Now, where do you go swimming?
Me, personally? Long Island Sound. I do all my boating in the Long Island Sound out of Port Jeff.
Okay.
Cool. Pirates Cove.
We can see you from here, by the way.
Yeah.
Pirates Cove, yes,
love
indeed.
Pirates
Spent
Cove.
My whole birthday in Pirates Cove.
Nice.
Robin Manorville.
This movie is why I have a non-sexual fetish for boat sinking. And to quote Quinn,
Hold on, back up, rewind.
A
non-sexual fetish for boats sinking?
For boats sinking. Huh. Between this movie and the movie Titanic, just watching a boat slowly fall apart and sink or being attacked by a shark, that's just good movie. Like watching Brody, slowly but surely get closer and closer into the ocean. That is good stuff. Broly Bradson, so my brain hurts.
I'm sorry, but it sounds sexual to me.
Damn. I'm not going to sit in front of you at a movie theater.
Is that a little shark in the popcorn box?
Anyway,
that's
so
not a fin.
Dun, 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 dun. It just popped out of nowhere. You're going to need a bigger bucket.
Quote is,
yeah, go ahead.
So 1,100 men went into the water. 316 men came out, and the shark sick to rest.
That's a good
one. June 29th, 1945.
Yep.
Anyway, we delivered the bomb.
Brilliant scene.
Yeah.
Is that on the board?
And good math, too.
I'm happy that he finally buttoned that up, because I think he misunderstood things going down and his non-sexual fetish. You understand what I'm saying there? But yes, 1,100 men into the water. 316 is on the board.
Hey, do a head count.
One of the greatest movie soundtracks ever.
That's me, the sandwich.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. How many times have you like gone into the kitchen and like, turn it, turn, dun, 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 dun. Got the trains on you. Dun, 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 dun.
Too many times.
Yes.
Too many times.
You mean today or?
We're doing the top 10 quoted lines from the movie Jaws. It is Shark Week. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk to a guy who tagged his first hammerhead.
Tag, you're it.
Tag, you're it.
Tag, you're it.
What do we get so far, Big Mike?
We got You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat. Smile, You Son of a Bitch. Here's to Swimming with Bow-Legged Women. $10,000 for the head. Me by myself. The head, the tail, the whole damn thing. And 1,100 men into the water. 316 men come out.
Mm. Janice.
What about Hooper drives the boat, boss?
Hooper!
Where's Hooper!
Hooper! Where's your dinghy?
Where's your dinghy?
Hooper!
Does he say where's your dinghy, or did you make that up?
No, he said where's your dinghy? Hooper! Hooper! Where's your dinghy?
Where's your dinghy?
Where's your dinghy? I don't know. Steady now, Hooper! Steady!
When he turns around and he starts making faces at him, he shoves his gross, like, fish guts gloves in his mouth.
Yeah, he goes...
every time he does it, I go...
Yeah. Aye, aye, Captain! Arr, arr, arr. Drives was awesome, that movie.
That's such a great movie. Is that on the board?
As much as I wish it was, because of all this talk about non-sexual fetishes and dinghies, it is not on the board.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Janice.
Sadness.
And they hated each other in reality.
Oh, really?
Had a lot of fights on set.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't great. What was the guy who, Robert Shaw?
Robert Shaw, yeah.
Yeah, he had a drinking problem.
Yeah, he did.
And so he screwed up a day of filming, and he came back the next day. That scene in the boat where he's talking about the Navy.
Yeah.
And he called Steven Spielberg and said, hey, did I embarrass you? He's like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
He came in the next day and nailed it.
Oh, wow.
He crushed that scene.
There you go.
Like,
right. Something to prove.
You believe that he was there.
Oh, yeah.
They had everybody on set, I think, at like 4 a.m. because they wanted the light to be right. So, like, they were going late into the night and he wasn't nailing it. So, like, everybody come back at 4, one take.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. Charles in Milford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
I'm going to guess, is that bounty on the shark in cash or in check?
Oh, wow.
No one quotes that, Charles.
I don't even remember it. Do you Venmo?
We're talking about Jaws the movie.
Yeah, let's check the board, Mike.
Not on the board.
Oh, wow.
Huh. All right. See, Charles is a,
did a deeper dive.
See, he's a young genius.
Yes. So. Did a deeper dive.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Charles. Tim. Tim. Tim.
It's got the blackest eye, the doll's eyes.
Okay. Now, what line?
Again with this.
Now, what line for the movie?
Yeah. So,
again with the eyes.
Someone called that in, but I believe it's not on the board, correct?
It is not on the board, no.
Not on the board.
No. Enough of the eyes. Memorize.
Sue?
Yeah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
On the board, top quoted lines from the movie Jaws. What do you think?
How about, it's in the pond.
Oh, yeah, right. It's in the pond! It's in the pond! When the shark, that's when they took the guy's leg off.
Oh,
with all the kids running a little sunfish sailboat. And the guy's like, you're doing it wrong on the rowboat. And the thing goes, burn, knocks him over. Next thing you know, you see the guy's leg.
Leg.
With the shoe on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a good sneak. Still a good sneak, though.
Yeah. That guy's got one of the worst accents in movie history.
Yes.
Something wrong over there.
Yeah, that's why the shark bit him. The harsh critic.
That leg going down. That was another impactful moment as a kid. You're in the theater. You're like, ooh.
Yep, I'm never going to the ocean ever again.
Right. Is that on the board?
It is not on the board.
No.
Not on the board.
Bummer.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks a lot.
Ken?
Morning.
Hey,
morning.
What do you think?
So every time I'm out getting drenched in the rain or something, I have to start singing, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Had a few drinks an hour ago, and it went right to my head. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep. And then went faster and faster. Yep. And then they got interrupted by the shark hitting the boat.
Hitting the boat.
The shark's like, shut up! Stop singing!
Come up with another song.
For God's sake, what's next? 99 Bottles of Beer in the Wall? Shut up!
Is that on the board?
I feel like it should have been, but it's not. Huh? I'm sorry.
Thank you. Pete and Lindenhurst.
Hey, good morning. Hoopa! Ain't you watching her?
You step on a Lego? What the hell? What the hell does that happen? Electric line? What?
That sounded...
I think it said Hooper.
Ain't you watching her?
It sounded like Al Pacino and Robert Shaw had a baby.
Right. Why are you chasing after the shark? For God's sake,
Hooper, ain't you watching her?
Hooper, ain't you watching her?
Ain't you watching her?
Oh. I don't recall that.
I don't remember that line, but I
watched the same movie.
When he was driving the boat and he wasn't going the right way. Hooper! Ain't you watching her?
Oh, okay.
It says towards the, they get the barrels in the shark.
Right, right, right.
So you're watching the barrels across the surface of the ocean, and they're trying to chase him down till he gets tired so that he could kill it.
Right.
So it's changing direction, and he's trying to turn the boat. He goes, Hooper, ain't you watching? You got to turn the port, Hooper!
And isn't that when Hooper goes, all right, Captain Barrier?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, nice, Pete. Is that on the board?
Okay. All right. At first, I didn't understand what he was saying. I thought he was character number 5 that was eaten by the shark.
Right, yeah.
But now that now that I do hear what he's saying, still not on the board.
Gotcha. What lovely rendition. Thank you. Thank you.
Promise. Pete Lindenhurst. Thank you. Have a stereo. Pete. Pete. Pete.
Why are you so loud, Pete?
I'm in a truck. I'm sorry. We're dropping the truck. Guys, have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
Pete, aren't you watching the truck, Pete? John Dodon, executive director of the Atlantic Shark Institute. They tagged their first hammerhead shark ever. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, guys. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good.
What took you so long?
What's taking so long? That's a good question. Well, unfortunately, I think a better ocean environment probably took us so long. And as the water's warm, suddenly you've got scalloped hammerheads. I think that it took a while for these guys to get to the water temps that they really liked.
Oh. Okay, so the water's warming up here. So now they're coming. Where'd you tag them? Outside of Rhode Island?
Yeah, we were right next to Block Island. Yeah, we were out last week and tagging some sandbar sharks for another project. And took a crew in a couple of spots we thought they might be, put up the drone, and we spotted several of them. So, yeah, it was a good day, and it worked out well for us and hopefully for the shark as well. She should be with us for a while and give us some good information.
Why are their heads like that? Is that like an advantage or disadvantage for them?
Yeah, did they, like, speed into a side of a boat or something?
Yeah, why is it like that?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they say ecologically happens.
Really?
Tremendous advantage in terms of smell. You know, you can imagine, it's called oil, but yeah, using that in terms of sense of smell, sight, picture, you know, wings on an airplane. I mean, there's just a lot of advantages. They tilt that telefoil a little bit to the left, and then they can follow with their pectoral fins. So it's a really amazing design. There's several species of hammerhead. So most people say, hey, I saw a hammerhead, but, you know, unless we get a really good look at it, we don't know if it was a great hammerhead or a smooth or, scallop.
Sledge or a carpenter.
Yeah, we've been seeing them more and more.
It kind of looks like if you look at some of the big yachts, the radar device they have on it.
Yeah.
It almost looks like that, but without it spinning.
Right. It reminds me of Stewie from Family Guy.
Right.
Exactly. Stewie from Family Guy. That would be a good analogy. Yeah, no, the hydro, you think about you know, aerodynamics, hydrodynamic. I mean, they're really a super special shark. And, yeah, we're just seeing them a little more and more appear as these waters get warmer. We've seen our blue sharks and things that love these, you know, Connecticut, Rhode Island waters. They're more in, you know, Maine, Canada now. Unfortunately, over the last 25 years, I've watched that in real time. So, yeah, we're seeing sharks just moving further north as these waters warm. Most of them are cold-blooded, folks may or may not know, so they have to surround themselves in water that they can optimize themselves in. So they don't have much of a choice. If it gets too warm, they have to go north. And some of these sharks that said, ooh, gee, the Carolinas or you know, Virginia or, you know, northern latitude, it's a little too cold. Well, now they're saying, hey, this isn't too bad. So they keep moving further north. So everybody is shifting relative to the along our coast.
Ooh, gee, is that a direct quote from the shark?
Yes, he's an OG. Yeah. I'm an OG man, okay?
OG.
I'm an OG man. Very important. Very important. Do they attack people?
I think it's G-Golly.
Oh, okay. Right. Got it. Yes. John Dodd is on, Executive Director, Atlantic Shark Institute. They just tagged their first hammerhead shark in Rhode Island waters outside of Block. What was your question?
My question was, do they attack people?
That's
we
a
have
very good question.
That? Just want to know now if they're coming over here.
Which sharks eat people and where are they?
I want to be prepared.
Oh, no, not the shark eat question. No, so they've been, hammerheads have been involved in about 17 attacks, unprovoked, we'll call fatalities. So that's the history of the International Shark Attack File, all unprovoked, and 17 unprovoked attacks, no fatalities. The big ones you want to watch out for, number one, number two is the...
Wait, what's number one? Your phone. You know, it's funny. We could tag a shark and track him for 10 years, but we can't get a good cell phone connection.
That's amazing.
All right, so wait, what was the first one?
Oh, sorry. The first one was a white shark, great white.
Great white.
Okay.
Second is the tiger. And the third is the bull shark. Bull okay. shark's a nasty shark. You want to watch out for those.
Gotcha. Why?
They don't mind brackish water. They'll go into areas where we think it's fresh. So we've had a number of incidences, and we can track those things. And when we dive with them, they're one of those sharks where they just, everyone says, hey, a bull shark shows up, and everyone's on alert. They just have a way about them. You turn your back, kind of come a little closer. You turn around, they turn. They just... They're really
John,
almost like a linebacker.
John, you know? The phone is like, are you on a Bluetooth or something?
I am not. I'm directly into my phone sitting in my office. I'm not sure. That's too bad. I'm sorry it's not coming through clearly.
Bummer.
I'm doing, what do I got? Yeah, I got 5 bars, so I don't know what's going on. Sorry.
Yeah, I think the shark's from your transmission. The hammer keeps turning his head around. Yeah.
So now you're able to track this shark for... 10 plus years?
Yeah, it's an acoustic tag. So every time it goes past an acoustic receiver, there are thousands of them up and down the East Coast. So every time this young lady passes one of these buoys, it'll register her, and we'll be able to put together a detailed south for the next 10 years or more. So it'll be fun. We'll be able to see where she goes. And if you guys want, listeners can name her. I'll let them name it. We don't have a name for her yet.
What?
So,
ooh.
Yep, there's no name. So if you guys like, you can name, talk to your listeners, let me know, and we can put a name on her. And from that point
are you
forward,
kidding?
That's what she'll be referred to us.
Oh, that's nice. What an honor. Right. Thank you.
Right.
My name no problem.
Name it. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Name it. Name her. Oh my God. But and Chaz and AJ is not going to work because it's a lady. So give that some thought, and we'll promote. Much.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
How long do they live?
Well, it depends what, you know, different shark species, different time frames. So, for example, Mark, the white shark's going to live until these now.
We've
done a lot of research on them. Every year it seems like we get a little bit better. The only problem with our white shark friend is she doesn't sexually mature until she's in her 30s.
Oh, I know a girl like that. Yeah.
Huge problem. So you can see why some of these shark populations can get themselves into trouble because, you know, it's 30 years is a long time for something to live out in the ocean when you think about all the other predators and commercial fishing operations and recreational. So and if she doesn't, you know, I'm 64, so she'd be 90 by the time she can reproduce. If you're on.
Yeah, and then who wants
her? Chatting. Yeah. So
worst Tinder ever.
How long have sharks been on the planet?
millions and millions of years.
Really? So they were around with the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, 450 million years they've been around, and they've been around for so long. That's why you look at some of these sharks, a Mako described. It took a big block of wood and you pushed it through the ocean for a million years. It would come out in the shape of a Mako shark. I mean, they are just gorgeous. They look like an F1, you know, an F1 car in the ocean. So they're highly evolved. The problem is, of course, been around. If you take over 100 million out of the ocean, it's just not sustainable, which is why we have a number of species in trouble. Some aren't. But they usually, you know, sexually reproduce at a younger age. They have a lot more pups. But some of the more iconic, the Mako, you know, some of these sharks, they don't reproduce until they're in their early 20s, the females. So you can see why it doesn't take long to get some of these really big sharks in trouble and have us all worry about them.
Right.
John Dodd, Executive Director at Atlantic Shark Institute, is on the phone. We have a little bit of a sketchy phone connection, but the information
fascinating
is so fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm going to bear through it. What's the oldest shark skeleton that we have found?
Well, that's a good question. We really don't find skeletons, unfortunately, because they're cartilage.
But not the jaws, like the big, the big jaws with the teeth and everything?
Yeah, that's why we have teeth. So, for example, in Rhode Island, we've found in the past 3 years more than 25 great white shark teeth on one little beach. But they've all been fossilized, meaning they're all at least 10,000 years old. But if you've ever seen those really big megalodon teeth that people have, I have a collection of them.
Yeah.
They're at least 3.5 million years old because that's when that shark went extinct. So those teeth can be 3.5 to 5 to 7 to 10 million years old. So the teeth are what survive. And unless you cut them up and you do some, analysis on them, you don't know exactly how old the tooth is just by visually looking at it.
Can you figure out how big the shark was? And if so, what's the biggest shark you've been able to kind of detect was once swimming the waters of planet Earth?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Depending upon, so we know every shark tooth per shark species has a space within the jaw. So a lot of people think, oh, you've got this, jaw of teeth and they're all the same. They're not. They're all shaped differently. So literally, if we find a tooth, we can tell you exactly where that tooth would be in the jaw of the shark.
Wow.
And therefore, then we can extrapolate back out the size of that shark. So, yeah, we're now with the megalodon, we're in the 60-foot range.
Jeez, that's a bus.
It's a bus. Now, if you hold one of those teeth in your hand, just one, the weight of it feels substantial. So you're kind of thinking through, how did this thing swim around with that much weight in its in its mouth and still stay upright and not sink to the bottom?
And
so,
what was it snacking on?
Seriously, yeah, T-Rexes.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. Sunbathing T-Rexes.
Wow, what a place this was.
Wow.
Yeah, thank God.
No, it must have been wild. You think about the whales and the squid and all the things that they would battle with. I mean, it was a wild time. And
then you get yourself out of water and you're like, uh-oh.
Right.
Not much better here.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's when, Elon Musk or somebody shows up and say, wait a minute, this isn't a bad idea. Maybe I'll levitate, off this just a little bit to stay away. But yeah, crazy place. But yeah, that's why we can find all these teeth and white shark teeth and everything else. It doesn't matter what the species is, and say, okay, we're going to extrapolate out. And there have been a lot of great papers on, a tooth that is X centimeters in length in this position relates to a shark that is of this size. So it allows us, but unfortunately, no big skeletons because of their cartilage, but a lot of teeth, which is the best we can do, but it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, how many teeth, by the way, the average shark, how many teeth do they have?
Yeah, so I've got a white shark jaw here in front of me, about 230 on the white shark.
That's a big dentist bill. Can you imagine trying
really
to put braces on that one?
That's really overbite.
Well, it's funny. I was just talking to a group of folks the other day, and it included some kids. And one of the kids is, hey, gee, brushing teeth. It was kind of funny. And I said, well, here's the good news with the sharks. They just drop these teeth off. If you look at a jaw, there's a tooth that you see, and then there's has 4, 5, 6 lined up behind it, and they literally are getting produced, so they're like an escalator. And those teeth just rotate up, and then it falls off, and a brand new, shiny, sharp one is in its place. So with this white shark, it's awesome because if they feed on a whale and break a tooth, or they feed on a, you know, could be a sea turtle or anything, a seal, they don't have to worry too much because in you know, a short time, that tooth will rotate, fall off, and they'll have a brand new sharp one sitting there. And that's the kids laughed and said, so they don't have to brush their teeth. And I said, no, they don't.
No, but you do.
Yes. The kid in the crowd wanted to be a shark for a little while. Yeah. So,
John, thank you so much for coming out. We're lucky to have people like you on the planet figuring this stuff out. And we'd love to have you back. John Dodd, Executive Director, Atlantic Shark Institute. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. We're going to name that shark.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, please do. Don't forget. I'm going to wait for it.
Okay, cool.
It's time for Chaz and AJ, Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Up yours.
Right.
Okay, the sound of impact of multiple dumbasses. Let's go to the e-bike story first. Kids shouldn't be allowed to operate these things on sidewalks.
Oh, my God, no.
Or adults, for that matter.
Yeah.
No one should operate these on the sidewalk.
No.
You're just moving too fast.
Yep.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Kids speeding on the sidewalk on an e-scooter crash into a woman posing for a photo. So it's two kids, one scooter.
Yeah.
And then, boom, into a woman. Here we go.
It's her walking. Someone's taking a picture of her, like, filming her. Yep.
That first sound was her back hitting the lamppost that she was leaning against for the photo.
Right. Yeah, she turns and blammo.
She had no time to react.
None. Yeah, because the whole time she's like looking. It's almost like a comedy. She's like, look at the camera and everything. And he's like, oh, nice and serene. And a beautiful woman looking at me. And all of a sudden she turns and bam.
You think this is funny?
I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
That's her back.
They all go down.
She went down.
Yeah, they all did.
I'd be hearing tweet, 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 and tweet around my head.
Man.
I'd be like, oh, shoot. It might look a light pole, man, right on me.
I do always look to try to see if these are, you know, staged or thought of ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm
cynical. That impact, you cannot stage that.
I don't think so.
That was hard.
But also just like her choice of dress, like she's wearing a long sundress and she went down hard enough that her legs and everything else was out when she was rolling around on the sidewalk. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, you may want to freeze frame it.
Yeah, that was real.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Mike Tyson punch.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably what you hear inside your head right before you go dark.
Yeah, there's probably an imprint of her on the pole.
Or an imprint of the pole on her.
Either one.
Yeah.
Someone's got something, yeah.
She's got that.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't walk that one off now.
The e-bikes.
Yep.
All right, let's go to another set of... All right, this is one singular dumbass now.
Yes.
Footage shows the moment a teen jumped off famed California cliffs. He smacks his backside against the sharp rocks. You will hear a crunching sound.
Ugh.
The footage captured from two different angles shows the 17-year-old making a run before leaping off the ledge at a local well-known spot for illegal cliff diving.
And they're way up there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a drop.
I would guess about 60 feet
at least. It's probably more.
Yeah.
The new side angle video suggests he hadn't fully committed to the jump before takeoff, with his feet continuing in a running motion after he became airborne. So there's a little bit of a dip off the... So you run along the cliff, and there's a little bit of a dip.
I don't think
he saw that.
No, I don't think so.
Where are you leaping from?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, there's no spring. There's no... Yeah. Launch.
No. Got a survey. Yep.
The sloping sand beneath his feet may also have caught him off guard during takeoff. After the teen bounced off the rock ledge, a collective ooh was shouted by the crowd before a bystander jumped in to help. The extent of the daredevil's injuries currently unknown. Here's the audio.
So that was the first angle,
yeah,
and they kind of cut in the middle. This one goes on a little longer.
Oh, cracking walnuts.
The first crunch is better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was closer.
Yeah, the first crunch was crunchier. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish that one went on a little longer.
Yeah.
Me too.
You can put the nutcracker. Yep. Same sound.
It's one of those sounds everybody on the beach knew immediately. Bad.
Bad. You felt it just watching it.
Bad.
What
bad.
The, I'm just curious, what crunched? I need to know more. They need to find this person and tell us what happened. This is a cliffhanger, no pun intended, yeah. That's probably where it came from, cliffhanger.
Yeah. Tailbone would be my guess.
Yeah.
Bad.
That was tough.
Yeah. Hard to look cool after that.
It is.
Yeah. Once you heal, you just move.
It's true. He can make that jump perfectly 100 times in a row now. No one's going to care.
Yep.
It's just this one.
When you hit that, you still have a few seconds before you hit the water.
Yeah, he kind of like ricochet went ding, and then
unless you're unconscious,
yeah,
you're like, this sucks.
Yeah, that kid got a hell of a wedgie.
And it's hard to try to get your breath when the breath has just been knocked out of you.
Yeah,
and so you're on your way down, your lungs are empty, and then you hit the water, and now you want to breathe in, but don't breathe in now.
Yeah, the only thing worse than if his shorts got stuck on the rock.